Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go. 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 Go.
You start with something that'll take the top of my head off. Yeah, all right. Before, it's C-U-I-R from Lorient in France, about 3 years ago, but that's their a newie called Album, with a track called Ghast. And they're flipping great, but you know where to find them. Go and listen to some of their stuff. They wear funny pink masks, so they're cool. We stayed in France for that, the fantastically titled Bacon Fudge. What a name for a band, you see. I mean, yeah, you type that in Google, you're going to get the band. You're not going to get anything else. Well, probably not. I don't know. I haven't tried. But that was Jaybirds from a long time ago, actually. 2013, I think. But yeah, fine band. I think it's cassettes only, but for very good. Anyway, looking out at the sea, it's pretty calm. It was vaguely warm today, but it's just been freezing every flipping day. If that's what the summer's going to be like, then it can go hang itself, as far as I'm concerned. But hopefully not. It's going to be nice and sunny, and I'll be able to get a tan on me sun deck while feeding the fox families. Anyway, it's nothing to do with anything. It is music. get all a bit roughy-toughy so far. It's, that's Man Hunts Man, all one word, from Los Angeles, with a rather good track called Depth Charge. From an LP called 3, well, 111, or it could be LLL, if it was lowercase. I mean, you just don't know these days, it's all so complicated. Right, I'm just going to check the foxes don't need some food, and I'll leave you with this one.
Yes, I've got
called Destructos from Philadelphia, and it's Blast in brackets the remixes, and then She Got the Master Plan, and in brackets Flanaffy Mix. That's about all I know about it. Yeah, you know where to find it, so go and find it if you like it and buy it. Send them, you know, a few dollars, and they'll love you forever. Spread the word around the world of great music. Well, the foxes all seem good, except I haven't seen the fourth cub for a few days. So, yeah, just hope all's well in Foxland, because you just never know, do you, really? And also, the house where they live, which is like next door to me, in between me and Sting, in fact, it's been sold. So I tried to sort of tell the estate agents that, look, there's a family of foxes live there. But he didn't seem very impressed at all. So I just worry about nature, you know, because my whole life is spent being environmental. Right, and what do I want about it? I don't have no idea.
wife wears fake tan. He's the caravan man. He's the 4x4 fan. His middle name's Stan. He's the caravan man. He's the man. He's the caravan man. Am I heading for back holiday hell? I'm a gridlocked on the M5. Am I stationary on the A303? Oh, do you know why? It's caravans, it's caravans, it's caravans. He's the man, he's the caravan man. Oh, I've been stuck in traffic for hours and hours. He is the man, the man I can't stand. He's the caravan man. The man, the man I can't stand. He's the caravan man. I try to accelerate and overtake. Here's the man I can't stand. He's the caravan man. But there's many, too many, too many caravans. Here's the man I just don't understand. He's the caravan man. He's the man, he's the caravan man.
Lovely. As you know, I like Fractured. I've played most of their stuff on here. And some local people-ish. And they're opening at Glastonwick, the jolly beer and music thingy up the road from me. But I've never been, actually, which is a bit weird. But and that's their new single, Caravan Man. About the hideous things when you're driving along the road and you get stuck behind one. The first girl I ever went out with when I was a wee lad. Well, wee lad. It's about 16 or something. It's probably 28. I don't know. And her parents were into members of the caravan club. And weekends used to go to these sort of horrendous events with hundreds of people in caravans who, and they'd all play like volleyball and stuff like that. And they really didn't like me because I didn't want to play volleyball and I didn't want to join in any of the crap games. And brilliant. Once after in the evening, was sitting at a fire and her father said to me, "Shen, I don't actually like you." And that, that was the sort of end of the relationship. Quite sad, I suppose, but it did me no harm to hear the truth.
Dear God of rock and roll, are you there? It's me, Anthony. Anyway, I really want to be famous. I was wondering if maybe you could help me out with that?
No way, Yahweh, there is no God.
Oh, I'm sorry, who is this?
This is the Lord of the Underworld.
Oh, I must have the wrong number. I was trying to dial 7.
Well, I'm afraid you've dialed wrong, 'cause you've reached 666.
Wow, my mistake. But hey, since I have you on the phone, would you maybe consider becoming my manager? Or maybe you just have some advice on how to write a really big hit song. What do I do?
All you have to do is sing about me. Because the best way to sell art is with controversy. So let's all worship Satan together. It's just for business, not for pleasure. So let's all worship Satan together. It makes everyone's career so much better.
Okay, alright. I know what you're thinking. How could I ask the Prince of Darkness to be my manager? But look, all the stories you've heard about Satan, those are just rumors. You don't even know if they're true. And if Satan is really so bad, then why does he have so many nicknames? Where did those come from? He must have had at least a few friends. Oh, Lucifer, you old devil, you.
Let's all worship Satan together.
Okay, here's the thing. Even when they're not all that great, people just love songs about the devil. But even if this song becomes a really big hit and makes a lot of money, Satan will get paid most of the royalties. You know, that was the deal. But to hell with it. I'm not even worried about anything anymore. Plus, I already sold my soul to the devil, so I could get into heaven.
Let's all worship Satan together. It's just for right now, it's not forever. Let's all worship Satan together. When it goes out of fashion, never mind, whatever.
Worth hearing once, but never ever again. well, it sounded better when I played it, when I found it on Bandcamp actually. But Anthony Kapfer, this one looks a bit like Frank Zappa, and he's American, of course. And that was Let's All Worship Satan from an LP called I Can't Believe It's Not Better. Which is rather good, actually. Do they have I Can't Believe It's Not Butter in America? I don't know, obviously they do. Anyway, what are we watching on the telly? Well, yeah, loads of stuff, really. But I found something the other day, which was just sort of out of the blue. Sorry, bumped the microphone. The Embarrassment, who I'd never heard of. Some little tiny American band from Iowa. And they're also geeky kids, and they went and saw the Sex Pistols in Iowa in 1977 or 8 or something, and formed a band, and they've got the documentary. It's on Prime, and I'd recommend you go and watch it, because it's just sort of sweet and lovely, and their music isn't bad. I've never heard of them before, and you think, it's made documentary about them, and it's very good. Anyway, so I'd recommend that, and it's a track by The Embarrassment. We'll be right back.
I've learned to gesture.
Everyone.
But when I stand at the window, I look around me.
Everyone.
I frown at what I see. I'm a Don Juan. 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 I fell for a girl.
Everyone had.
Became a boyfriend.
The embarrassment. I'm a Don Juan. And, from 1979 or something like that. But go watch a little documentary on, I think it's Amazon. And it's probably Netflix, but I think it's Amazon. But it's just one of those sort of things, those little bands. I mean, to be honest, like the Cravats and people like that. You just, they're mates and played a few gigs and people sort of liked it, but not massively. But I thought it was rather lovely. Warmed the cockles of my heart, it did. So, recommending some TV shows. I haven't got telly. Telly's rubbish. I've known the telly for 35 years. I just hate television. Well, you're a nutcase then. Swivel of genres there. That was a band called Popstar. Surely there must be millions of people called Popstar, but obviously no. Well, maybe not. But they're from Minneapolis. I don't know. It's only just come out, that track called After Party from an LP called Obscene. And there's about five tracks on it, and they're all pretty good, actually. So, you flipping have it. I got some a big pack of crumpets today from Asda for reduced to 27p. Right, but I mean, one crumpet's all right, but I think there's about 10 in this pack. And I really can't eat 10 crumpets because I think I'll be quite ill. And Mrs. Shen doesn't like crumpets, so that's not much good, so I wonder if foxes like crumpets. Stuff. Abandoned from Germany, brand new single. AIWS, whatever that means. Hope it doesn't mean anything unpleasant. Sure, it doesn't. So there we go. That was the goth section. I don't know if it's a good idea to do these echoey bits, but it's fun. It's just like Simon Bates in the Afternoon. Or, no, it wasn't Simon Bates. I don't know, he did a sob story. Oh, I don't know. You know better than me, although you're all whippersnappers, aren't you? You're all like 23 and go out to gigs every night, right? Unlike me, who sits here looking out at the sea, which is now dark, and there's no frigates. No frigates, there's nothing happening whatsoever, just buses and lorries going past. Well, that's not exactly a great anecdote, is it? So is another tune. Cowbell there. There's another brand newie, actually, the Headies. Not sure where they're from. They're on Bloated Cat Records, which is in Iowa. But it's an LP called Meanwhile, and that was a wonderful track called Cry Baby Cake, which is excellent. Another thing I've been watching, right, is it's Race Across the World, because all series are on iPlayer. So I've been wading my way through them. I mean, you start to find out who the people are. I think, yeah, don't like them, they're all right. And then you fast forward through lots of the boring bits, stick on the bits that where they, you know, discover interesting parts of the world, right? But the one thing I always think is why don't they just nick a car? Because, you know, okay, you're being filmed, but what if you could, like, talk to the camera for a bit? Well, the other one rushes off and nicks a vehicle to drive free to your destination, right? Or do over a tobacconist. You know, you're in San Diego or something. You could just go in, steal loads of money, and, you know, you'd get away with it. God blimey. Well, I don't know. The producers just won't allow me any of my suggestions, so I won't actually suggest anything. I'm talking rubbish. God, sorry. flipping marvellous. I bet you that guitarist had, like, really high cheekbones and, you know, like, long black hair and sideburns and wore sunglasses all the time, even when he was asleep. That flipping marvellous. The Huntsman with a big bowl of soul. And they got their record contract, actually, thanks to Henry VIII. In 1527, who recommended them to Decca and said, you want to get a record out by them chaps? And they went, yeah, right, Henry, you're great, right, as your wife. But anyway, absolute nonsense, but why tell the truth on the radio? Shall we go and see what Hazel's got for us? It's probably about time, isn't it? Yeah. Hazel, what you got for us this week?
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here, and this is my tune of the week. Hope you enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Hazel, you see, I think I've got your card marked and I know sort of what you're going to pick. And then you surprise us all by picking the Chewers with the classic track Don't Go In The Tent from their LP Every Drop Disorganised. What an eclectic collection of sounds you have, Hazel. Right, as always, I'm going to try and top that, so this will have to do, really. Mm-hmm. The much-loved The Manhattan Love Suicides from Leeds with Johnny Boy from the Best of the Rest Of LP. Was it Speakers in the Static? I'm not sure, actually. But they're from flipping Leeds, all right? Yeah, so it's some British music for change instead of all this American stuff. But, oh, blimey, we've missed a section. It's time for...
Heaviness Fudge! Yeah. We'll be right back.
afraid it might go on forever. The absolutely marvellous Lagoon from Portland, who I've played before, actually. And I do listen to their LPs quite often. I think that's from 2022. Bury Me Where I Drop LP. And a track called Some Nerve. But they're three-piece, and they make a great racket for a three-piece. So, right, oh, God, coming up to the end of the show. Blimey, yeah, what are we going to play to end with? I don't know.
From the big city with the most important stereo countdown of hottest selling singles in Great Britain.
You know Brooks. Yeah, just shut up, right. Anyway, great show. We ended with Buzzard, Buzzard, Buzzard from Cardiff with National Rust, which is a great track, I reckon. What else has happened? Not a lot, really. It was a good show, though. There was some great music and... You know, yes, share it with your mates, otherwise I'm going to go off air, you know, which would be terrible, wouldn't it? As you probably guessed, I'm trying to fill up time, right, because that's why Bruno Brooks appeared, but I've only got 15 seconds to go, so see you next week, barring incident, and hey Bruno, maybe you can come back and play us a few more songs. Yeah.